This is a tape of an interview for the Asian Voices project in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The interview was conducted by Aravind De Silva, and the people who were interviewed were Dr. Siva Shanmugam and his wife Lata, who live in the Royal Park Apartments in Carborough. The date of the interview was April 21st, 1999. The interview was conducted between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock in the evening. The whole interview was conducted as one long session with a short break in the middle. The actual interview took place in the living room of Dr. Siva Shanmugam's house. Dr. Siva Shanmugam is a postdoctoral fellow at the University of North Carolina. I would guess that he is in his middle 30s. His wife, I think, is a little younger than he is, maybe in her late 20s. They have both been in the United States for about 3 years now. Lata works as a cashier at the Harris Teeter in Carborough. And as I mentioned before, Dr. Siva Shanmugam, or Siva, works as a postdoctoral fellow. They have one son, who is about 3 years old, and his name is Arvind. During the interview, I mainly interviewed Dr. Siva. His wife also participated to some extent. In addition to the Siva Shanmugam family, another couple was also present during the interview. They were Dr. Aswin and Manjula. Aswin has also recently arrived, just a few days ago, as a postdoc in the microbiology department at UNC. Today is April 21st, and this is the interview with Dr. Siva Shanmugam and his family at Royal Park apartment in Carborough. What would you prefer to be called?
Siva.
Siva.
Yeah. Okay. Siva is the short name.
Your name. Okay. So, Siva, can you tell me a little bit about your life in India before you came to the United States? Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
I lived in a small village in Tamil Nadu, southern India. We are basically living in a small village that people, mostly the doing agriculture as their profession. Mm-hmm. So they have not very big agriculture form of things. They have like 5-6 acres. Almost they have, so they do agriculture and that.
Mostly rice?
Rice, some vegetables. The main source of the income is based on the agriculture. They do cultivate paddy, groundnut, cotton, and coconuts. My father was working as a railway a mechanical in the Indian Railways. Mm-hmm. Near working in, there is a place called Erode. So it is
Erode.
He is used to go by train every day in the morning. He used to go around 6 o'clock in the morning, and he will be back at night around 8 o'clock.
So did he travel on the train?
Yeah, he used to.
Which was the route from Erode to
My place is called Sangagiri. Mm-hmm. So Sangagiri to Erode, it is just 20 miles. So my father I think his education is from 10th class, 10th standard, 10th grade. So after that he joined in railways.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother never attend school.
Mm-hmm.
She is only housewife.
Right.
Actually, my mother used to take care of us, and she used to work in the land.
Mm-hmm.
And doing all household things.
Mm-hmm.
In my childhood, I also used to help with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And in my house, we used to have cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Like a buffalo, cow.
Mm-hmm.
And some goat.
Mm-hmm.
Chickens.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all grow in the backyards, like that things. We have small land in our house also.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to keep them all with this. Then we have a school just I think half a kilometer.
How many brothers and sisters in your family?
Yeah, I have only one sister.
Mm-hmm.
And myself.
Mm-hmm.
Only two people.
Yes.
Actually, in my community, they never prefer to have more children. The reason, they don't want to bifurcate the land, because the land may be reduced.
Right.
If I have more children.
Right.
So that is the reason they have always one or two boys.
Uh-huh.
And one girls,
I
mostly
see. Uh-huh.
They have. So we have a school, I think, elementary school, up to 5th standard.
Mm-hmm.
It is half a kilometer from my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, that is only Tamil medium. So they will teach English only after the third, I think in the 3rd standard, they start English, they introduce English as a one subject for
mm-hmm.
second language.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, we have a higher secondary school in Sankagiri, that is, I think, almost 2 miles from my house.
Yes.
So I used to go by bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
So after my 12th, I think after my 10th standard, I started my 12th grade using taking the maths and science as the major subjects.
So you took an exam and then decided, or?
No, actually, that is our optional choice.
Optional
we can
choice.
Choose any subject based on your interest. And sometimes they will insist if you have more marks, they will allow you to go science and maths. If you are very poor in maths and science, they will ask you to go for like arts subject,
arts
history
subject.
And other vocational. They have some kind of commerce or these things.
So it's very similar in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Also.
After my schooling, actually I want to study physics as my interest subject. But I have applied 2-3 colleges. It is near to our place. Actually, for college we have to go at least 20 to 30 miles. Salem or Erode,
mm-hmm.
Coimbatore.
Mm-hmm.
So some people normally, if they have rich, they go to big places like Madras, Coimbatore.
Right.
But some medium, middle class people always prefer whichever the nearer to home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that may be less expensive and we can frequently visit. Moreover, it is very difficult to put the child in a different place, in a different environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because city lives may spoil and they may get with bad habits or some kind of impression with all the, always among our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to have their children their own supervision.
Right.
I think that is the main important. So when I was in college, I did my BSc in zoology as the major, and we have chemistry and botany ancillaries.
So you said you wanted to do physics, but why did you pick zoology? And
actually, that they have we have some in the application there are 2-3 columns. You can give first preference physics, second, third, like that. So I gave first preference to physics, second biology or something like that. So then moreover, I got more marks in biology.
I see,
so I think they selected me
for
biology.
Mm-hmm.
So Then I told my parents I am not much interested in this subject, so I want to have physics as my BSc. But they said they are not much aware of the subjects. They said all BSc is the same. So
doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you study well in this subject, you can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said. So I never I thought actually after BSc I may go for some job, because I never thought going for higher studies or coming to America or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you, when you were doing your BSc, did you stay at home or did you live in the college?
In BSc first year I stayed in my home. I used to go by bus, daily by bus.
Mm-hmm.
It will take only 30 to 40 minutes to reach my college.
Mm-hmm.
So actually after 1 year I think I have some difficulty daily going by bus, so I want to get more concentration in my studies.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to hostel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So after BSc I thought that is my education is going to be end.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I can go for any job. So I was stayed home for a year.
Did when in your home, did your relatives live close by? Next to your house or?
Yeah, actually we have relatives means my father's brother and my grandfather's brother. We have only close community, all inherited from only one family. So we have only 10 houses in my village.
I see.
So
and everyone is.
Yeah.
Is related.
Yeah, everyone is related to some us. So we have lot of kids. And
were you a part of, were you an active part of that community?
Yeah, we are active part of the community because almost we are in the same family.
Right.
So we always very close and we can always talk to the other. We will used to go to the other family house. And we used to sleep over there.
Mm-hmm.
We get all kind of assistance if we need something.
So when you first went to and stayed in the hostel in the college, was it difficult?
I
guess it was not too far away from.
Yeah, it is not too far away. I can go home for every week initially. After that, every 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
So my father also used to work in the E Road, the same place, the same city. So he used to come and visit me.
Mm-hmm.
So such kind of thing. So I never bothered about I am away from home.
Mm-hmm.
So after my BSc, I think I am trying to get some job, some kind of job.
Yes.
So I stayed in a house, stayed in my home.
Looking for
a job.
What were your other interests like outside studies? Sports, music, cricket or?
Yeah, I used to play in my school days. I used to play games like baseball.
Huh.
So in our school, I think I don't know somehow.
But there's another name there, right? It's not like the baseball here, right?
But no, the same baseball.
The same.
Like yeah. So we used to play baseball and sometimes basketball. But basketball came very later in. But normally they used to play baseball and there is another game called volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will play kabaddi.
Mm-hmm.
So these kind of things more common in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
So after coming to college, I think I didn't get much interest in sports. Because in India, people never allow to their children to go for sports.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they are more interested in sports, they never get
studies
well. So people always discourage to joining the sports or other than education related things.
Mm-hmm.
So then after staying in my house in 1 year, I didn't get any good job. So then I decided to do my MSc. For MSc, I went to again.
Actually, when you did your college degree, what language did you study? Was it in English or Tamil?
Yeah, up to my 12th standard, I studied only in Tamil medium.
Mm-hmm.
English is the secondary language, second language. So we have always one subject as English.
Yes.
So after completing 12th standard, so if you go for science, it is there is no in Tamil medium instructions. Only you have to go for English. So you have to start all the subjects in English.
Yes.
As soon as you enter the college.
Mm-hmm.
So, but initially I have some difficulty, but after some time I think most of the terms and the scientific definitions we used to study in our language, Tamil also is the same,
mm-hmm.
but only written script may be the
mm-hmm.
some kind of mixed with English and Tamil.
Yeah.
So I don't find much difficulty after reaching the college.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
You said then you decided to do a master's.
Yeah, I decided to MSc. Master in MSc Geology. For that I went to again, I think 100 miles from my native place, that is called Trichinopoly. Trichy, that
yes.
is Trichy.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that also. I think in our place mostly the colleges are owned by private people,
mm-hmm.
like different caste based communities, something. They have, every community have their own colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did my BSc, that is one somebody called Chikeya Naikar. He established a college in that region. So then after my, in Trichy actually there is a Muslim organization have some college called Jamal Muhammad College.
Mm-hmm.
So but they don't have any discrimination based on the religion. So anybody can study,
mm-hmm.
but they will give more preference to that particular community,
mm-hmm.
but there is not any discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody can apply and if they are, if you have merit, they will select you.
Mm-hmm.
So I did in MSc in a Muslim college.
Mm-hmm. Was it expensive?
No, it is
not
expensive because all the colleges are recognized by Tamil Nadu government. Then they will give subsidizing.
Yes.
So the scale, the salary, everything will go, the government will give.
Yes,
so
yes.
they are not, the private means that is not totally self-financed.
Yes.
It is some part of semi-government.
Yes.
So then I did my MSc Geology. Then a lot of people told me to, after my MSc, they asked me to do like a Bachelor of Education and I can go to a teacher
mm-hmm.
in schools because
mm-hmm.
I think that is a respectful job in Tamil Nadu. So if you, it is only 5 days work compared to other jobs. So less efforts, you can just go and teach. Then that also you can get a job in your hometown,
mm-hmm.
mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people, the teachers, will live only nearby cities or near to their village, they will teach.
Right.
So that way most of the people prefer to go to as a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So but I never get any interest in going to school teacher.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I want to study further at least to teach college level.
Mm-hmm.
Because for teaching college level you have to get another degree called Master of Philosophy
mm-hmm.
in whatever the subject you have. Like in Madras University they have some kind of program. So this is, they can train candidates for teaching college or if somebody want to do research or PhD,
mm-hmm.
they can go. This is some kind of program, partly research and partly taught program.
Mm-hmm.
So they will teach, they can teach and they can expose to research.
Awesome.
Yeah, it because in master level degree they have very less exposure to the research because they will teach some techniques. Like if you take biology, they will teach electrophoresis, like histochemistry, histology,
mm-hmm.
and other spectrophotometric analysis, such kind of things. But they will give small project, so we have to submit to the university.
Mm-hmm.
as part of the partial fulfillment.
Right.
So, but that cannot give much in-depth knowledge about the research, and because they have in zoology, they have all they include all sorts of biology. Like in my master's, I did all kind of zoology, functional morphology of invertebrates and chordates, so paleontology, and all biochemistry, biophysics, biostatistics.
Still a lot of
Then they will go for genetics and immunology, and embryology, ecology and evolution. So they will teach all the things. So you cannot have any specific. Then we have one optional subject that is called medical entomology. So they have two optional subjects, entomology. One is general entomology, one is medical entomology. So I select for medical entomology.
That's interesting, because I'm a medical entomologist. So you did you do a research project in medical entomology?
Yeah, actually I did some research controlling the mosquito population, because in our place the mosquito is one of the biggest nuisance everywhere.
Right.
So we use some plant extract. Is it possible to control mosquitoes? Mosquito larvae. So we did a small pilot study collecting the mosquito eggs in the drainage and we culture the mosquitoes in the lab.
Which mosquitoes were you?
It is the mosquito is Culex, Anopheles and Culex type of mosquitoes.
You didn't do anything with Aedes, Aedes aegypti? I don't know if there's a lot in your part.
Yeah, we have, I think. So actually, our I think in our in Trichy there is one place called Srirangam. So they have this kind of endemic area for filariasis. So the filariasis is transmitted by Culex quinquefaciatus. There is a mosquito species. So we used to collect that mosquitoes, and we want to. Did some using plant extract to killing the mosquito larvae, but that has very low efficacy. So because I don't know, the mosquito has very resistant to survive with all kind of pollutions and other things.
Right.
So it will grow very happily.
Don't
the,
they use the? Is it neem? Neem that?
Neem extract, and they use some kind of. This is we use some. Leaf extract called Vinca rosea. This is the plant. I think they use some other medicinal purpose.
Yeah, Vinca rosea.
Yeah,
it's, I think a cancer drug. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is some cancer drug.
Yeah,
yeah, some kind of things we use.
Right.
So that's my MSc. So after MSc, actually, I want to join in Madras University, because my from the beginning, my ambition is I want to study sometime in Madras, like big cities, because I never been there.
So even though your family didn't want you to go?
Yeah, initially my families and all, they don't want me to go outside, and another thing also, they don't know much about the city life,
right,
and I may get lost somewhere. So from the village, very less people go to big cities, only rich people can go. Others. Because if you know a lot of people, you can go very easily. But we don't know anybody in the big cities like Madras or Coimbatore.
Right.
So our main population is related to small cities like Erode or Salem, just 30 kilometer, 100 miles radius only. So Madras, again, I think it is 400 kilometer from my place. I think 450 kilometer. Yeah, it takes overnight journey by train. So then I decided to go there to study in the Madras University. So then I applied 2-3 subjects, because they have different...
This is for your PhD now?
This is for my MPhil.
MPhil, right.
Yeah. Actually, the main aim is if, in Madras University, whoever wants to do PhD, they have to undergo this course also. It is compulsory. So after completing this course only, they will take for PhD. So this is for dual purpose. So I thought I may do PhD in the same place. So but I joined as a, actually I applied for three places in Madras University, like a zoology department, and they have a separate department for all basic medical sciences. So anybody can join whoever has the qualification like biological science, like botany, zoology, or any medical allied sciences like physiology, genetics, biochemistry. So they have all kind of specialized subjects. So I applied like physiology and genetics, endocrinology. So I got admission in the MPhil endocrinology. So that they will teach both basic and clinical endocrinology. So then this is I think that is for 1.5 years in that course.
So what year was this when you
actually
Madras?
I did my BSc from 1982 to 85, my BSc. Then 1 year break I was in home. Then 86 to 88 I did my MSc in Trichy, Jamal Muhammad College. From 88 to 90 I did my MPhil. This is almost, it will take 1.5 years. So initially they have three written paper exams. So it consists with both clinical and basic endocrinology. Then one optional subject is I took reproductive endocrinology. So I had a project using inducing diabetes in male rats. Then I did some studies to see the reproductive function, because diabetes people always have some kind of reproductive problem, like low fertility or some kind of impotence. So this is not totally, it is all the diabetes are impotence, but some people may have some difficulty, fertility related problems. So I induced a diabetes and did some studies doing seeing the sperm maturation in the some one region called epididymis. After testes, the sperm actually go through undergo maturation in the epididymis. So I did some studies in the see the is getting any affected due to diabetes. So then after this I think MPhil, so I thought to continue the PhD in the same department.
So you are now very far away from your family.
Yeah, slowly I am moving from my house.
Further away, right?
Yeah.
So how was that? I mean, how was it when you first went to Madras then?
Yeah, actually I went to Madras, it is very exciting. Seeing a huge population and big buildings. So, but still I am in the same language speaking people. So I can see a lot of people from my place. I think in my MPhil class I have two classmates from my MSc. So I
from
never
Trichy,
yeah, from
came.
Trichy. So some people from my near to my native place. So I never feel any difficulty, because almost I can closely related to all my neighboring people or something like that. So I used to go every once in a month. I visit my home.
Go back home.
Yeah.
For a weekend or.
Yeah, weekend. So that's what my MSc.
What did you do in the city other than your studies? Movies? Did you go?
Yeah, we used to go to movies, and we have a very big beach. I think it is the largest beach. Second largest beach in the world, I think.
Which one is this?
Marina Beach,
yeah,
in Madras. So we used to go beach, and we have other tourist attractions in Madras, like Mahabalipuram.
Yes, I have been.
Yeah, So we used to go around in weekends.
Did you make any good friends?
In Madras?
In Madras or?
Yeah, I have made a lot of friends in Madras.
And you played in a, you stayed in a university hostel?
No, again, university has very limited accommodations. So I used to stay in outside.
Outside?
Yeah.
You were boarded in?
I didn't board, but I was, actually my one of my friend, he was, he is doing his MPhil. He also my MSc classmate.
Mm-hmm.
So he, actually he stayed in his sister's house. So I also, actually I don't know much people in Madras. So I also stayed near to his sister's house. So I found some of his sister's colleagues, bachelors staying in a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined with them. They are actually there. I am the only student in that room.
But
so other people are working, actually they are working in airport as a communication assistant.
I see.
So I stayed with them for a year. So then I thought that is my education going to be end. Then I have a little interest to continue my PhD, but again the problem in India, you have to get a fellowship from the Indian government,
mm-hmm.
or you have to write qualified for a fellowship, you have to write separate exams.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So such kind of things, you have to need financial assistance, because
mm-hmm.
it is otherwise family like me, it is very difficult to support
mm-hmm.
from my family.
Mm-hmm.
So far I think for up to my MPhil, I was supported from my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have any culture of working part-time or working outside.
Right, while you're
so
studying.
Yeah, you cannot get a good
to
job. It is even, you cannot get small job also.
Mm-hmm.
So then I thought I can do my PhD, but I'm not still, not yet decided to continue in the same place, or trying to look other places.
Was there pressure from your family for you to start working, or did they support you to continue?
No,
working?
They always ask me to stop my studies because they don't want to spend more money.
They think
one
you
reason,
right, with a BSc and
yeah,
MSc and yeah, MPhil.
Yeah, because I think that is, they feel that is more, I think they can, I may get a good job,
mm-hmm.
so I can stay with them. They can, I can take care, because that's what their worry.
Right.
If I go different places, I think they are living alone. In the
right.
meantime, my sister also got married. She.
So you had a younger sister?
Yeah,
okay.
She is my younger sister. But she, I think after the 10th grade, she don't want to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So she is staying 2-3 years in my house. So normally in our place, if the girl is not studying, if she is around 18 or 20 years old, they will try to get them married.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister got married around 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
So actually my brother-in-law is almost near to my house, almost, I think only 3 miles from my house. So he is a graduate in economics.
Mm-hmm.
He did masters in economics, and so they got, I think my parents are relieved because my sister got married, so I also completed my almost MPhil. So
and when your sister got married, did her husband come and live with your parents?
No, actually in our custom, actually my sister has to go to live with
his
parents.
So now your parents were alone when?
Yeah, my parents, I think from 84, 19, when I was doing my BSc, my sister got married.
Mm-hmm.
From that time, I think my parents are alone.
I see.
They are staying alone.
Was that difficult for you when you were in Madras? Was there pressure for you to come back
and
take a job closer to home? So
no,
that
I don't have any pressure, but they are feeling some kind of, my father is, I think, working, still working. So he only retired in the 93,
yes,
after my, I think, When I was doing my MPhil and all, he is working. So they are very busy.
Mm-hmm.
They are not very very old because they can take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they never bothered about me.
Right.
But they worried about my future. They want to be in my same place, or they want
mm-hmm.
to. Their interest is they want to me to live with them.
Mm-hmm.
That is because I am the only son.
Right.
So because always most of the people in our culture, they will take care of elders in the
right.
same family.
Right.
So
who was no. Your father was, you said up to 93 he was working.
Yeah.
Who was helping with all the work in the
field,
animals and
field
the
field? Animals. I think they themselves take care of all those things.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said you all have a large community, so there must have been...
Yeah, whenever need any help, because after that I think now the agriculture is almost some kind of improved, so we can use higher yet tractor or something
mm-hmm.
like that, so they can you can give some money, they will do all kind of work and farm
right.
works. So the work actually it was reduced, so they can take care.
Mm-hmm. So did you do your PhD at Madras University also?
No, after my MPhil, actually I am looking a good place to do my PhD because. Somehow I don't like to do PhD in that same department.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they have the infrastructure is compared to other places, it is very low.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after my MPhil, I thought doing a PhD in the same department, I think it is totally, it is, I think, it did not improve much
mm-hmm.
in terms of... quality or knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I can try other places.
Mm-hmm.
So because I think in other places means I have to look, because in India we have different kind of institutions. Some kind of institution get more funds, more facilities.
Right.
So universities and all, they are always very poor in terms of infrastructure.
Right.
So that I found after staying some years in Madras.
Right.
So Madras also it is small place.
Mm-hmm.
Not it may be a
big
place
city,
if you live in a village. Madras may be a big place, but once if you reach Madras, you may compare to other cities in India, other big institutions in India,
mm-hmm.
or in terms of compared to other parts of world. Like
mm-hmm.
US, UK, in terms of science, they are doing very preliminary work only. They
mm-hmm.
are not doing much.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I can go for my PhD
mm-hmm.
to Delhi
mm-hmm.
because Delhi is, I think, India's capital. So I want to...
So you're continuing your journey of going
yeah.
to bigger and further away.
Yeah.
So you went to Delhi.
So I went to Delhi. That also actually lot of people from the same institution in Madras used to go to Delhi for their higher education, PhD.
Which institution in Delhi?
In Delhi, we All India Institute of Medical Sciences.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of the India's premier big institute, and they have all kind of medical research.
Mm-hmm.
And they have I think like PhD, MBBS,
mm-hmm.
MD,
mm-hmm.
BSc and MSc. They have all kind of programs related to medical sciences.
Mm-hmm.
So I already did my MPhil in basic and clinical endocrinology. So it is very easy to get in
mm-hmm.
over there, because if you have like zoology background, it may be difficult
mm-hmm.
because they don't have any zoology. So they have always all medical centers.
So it's a good thing you did.
So yeah, whoever has basic medical degrees, they can easily enter. So we have all kind of, already have experience with biochemistry, endocrinology
mm-hmm.
and genetics. So some kind of molecular biology, some theoretical knowledge about molecular biology.
Mm-hmm.
So I easily get admission in All India Institute of Medical Science.
Mm-hmm. So what year did you go there? What year did you go to?
I went to in
1990.
Yeah. So actually I joined in this, I continued my research in same kind of department that is called reproductive biology.
Mm-hmm.
So I did reproductive endocrinology as an optional subject in my MPhil.
Mm-hmm.
So then I joined in the reproductive biology department
mm-hmm.
as a PhD student. Then they offered me fellowship. So monthly that is 3,000 rupees I think,
mm-hmm.
rupees at that time. So they will give accommodation also in the hostels.
That's good.
Yeah, that is I think more than enough. I think they
mm-hmm.
will give enough money to live. And even if you go for job, I think it is very difficult to
get that
kind of money.
Uh-huh.
So normally that is another thing most of the people want to get in PhD in India.
Uh-huh.
So if they are not getting job, fellowship sometimes, if they have very good knowledge and they can compete in big institutes, they can get a fellowship.
Uh-huh.
That is for, they will give 5 years,
uh-huh.
minimum 3 years, maximum 5 years,
uh-huh.
they will give the fellowship.
Uh-huh.
So then I was doing my PhD. I get more interest in science.
That's okay.
So I get more interest in science and at that point also I never thought I may come to US or some other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So after completing my PhD,
which year was that?
I submitted 1995. Uh-huh. So as soon as before writing my thesis, I used to go home once in a year.
Once in a year?
Yeah. So, because Delhi is very far, mm. so you never get holidays.
So, how you took the train?
Yeah. Normally, I used to take train only.
Mm.
So, because in summers, they will give 1 month vacation.
I see.
So, I used to go home for 1 month. Then, during my 1995, I am in the finishing stage of my PhD. So I think my parents want me to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I went to in the summer 1995, then my parents looking so many girls for
mm-hmm.
me. So, but nothing materialized because we have some kind of arranged marriage system.
Right.
So, it's people always rely on horoscope.
Right.
So, they will match the horoscope. Then, if the horoscope matching is going fine, they will look for other things.
So your horoscope didn't match with anyone, or?
Yeah, it matched with so many people, but the main problem is I am far away from my home place. So everybody is asking, you are living in Delhi. So people are afraid of sending their daughters to Delhi, because Delhi is almost a foreign place, because they speak different language.
Uh-huh.
So almost their culture and most of the things are different. Compared to Tamil Nadu, because India has, I think, a large number of languages and cultures.
So did you, before you went to Delhi, did you speak Hindi?
Actually, when I was in school, my father asked me to learn Hindi, because he's working in railways. The central government, most of the central government departments, they always encourage other people to learn Hindi. So somehow my father asked me to learn some Hindi.
Mm.
So I learn Hindi with my some private teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to every day 1 hour in the evenings.
Thank you.
1 hour in the evenings. So I learn, I think I passed 2-3 Hindi exams.
Uh-huh.
Like that is called Prathmik, Madhyama, like things, some kind of series of exams.
Uh-huh.
They have, but I did only 2 exams. That time I can read and write, but I cannot speak much because I don't have to communicate with other people.
So how did you communicate with other people? In English?
In Delhi?
Yes. With your colleagues at work?
Yeah, because most of the higher education institution in India, they follow only in English.
So English was the bridge?
Yeah, English
language.
English is the second language almost all the Indian states.
Mm-hmm.
So there is not much problem communicating with people in the institute.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go outside, people cannot speak. Even the patients, the hospital employees, they cannot speak English because they may be less educated compared
mm-hmm.
to other professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So it is better to have some kind of knowledge to communicate with people.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was learning the Hindi, when I was doing around 10th standard,
mm-hmm.
so after that I think almost I forgot all the Hindi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I can but I still I used to recollect and I can read the signs in the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And some signs in the shop names and other things, kind
mm-hmm.
of things. But